Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The song Jerusalem was released in 2019 and is an upbeat gospel-influenced Afro House track produced by Master KG. Sang in Zulu, it expresses a longing for the holy city of Jerusalem. The song went viral during COVID, partly due to the Jerusalem dance challenge that originated in Angola. But being able to sing and dance Jerusalem in Jerusalem is a truly wonderful experience. This is possible due to Jonathan Brenner and Simba, which offers a part tour, part dance party, part workshop in an immersive journey embodied in movement and music, rooted in Jerusalem's history and culture. Quite a mouthful, but I'm delighted to have Jonathan as my guest to tell me more. Jonathan, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Jonathan, tell me a little bit about your journey into the arts and into creating Simba and this immersive dance experience.
Oh, well, first of all, I think you presented it very well. Maybe I don't need to say anything else. No. So let's divide it into two. I'm a trained actor and dancer and a group facilitator. And I made Aliyah to Israel many years ago.
From which country?
France.
From France, okay.
From France. And I think I made a switch in my professional career after October 7th. I used to be an active actor in movies and then theater in Israel. And after October 7th, one can say with the connection, one can say without a connection, I felt I needed some change. The idea of Simba is the tour and the workshop and the music are all excuses for the main thing, which is to enable a authentic and I want to say vulnerable expression of people in the world, and thus a connection that can be beyond beyond political opinions, beyond anything that can divide us in this world. So the idea is to merge various fields of expertise in order to create an experience that where people can let go of their daily life preconceptions and barriers, basically.
You talk about dance. Let's talk a little bit about the experience of a silent dance party. And let's start off with groups. You see yourself in a way as a facilitator. What are you hoping to achieve when you have groups?
Thank you for the question. It's very nice to see that when a group arrives, I think I'll point the beginning and the end, and then we'll talk about the process. So you see the group arriving. When it's an organic group, meaning they know each other from before, it's sometimes easier, but sometimes actually harder. There's a distance between the people. There's a distance between the people, and there's a distance between the group and the surroundings. And at the end, when it works well, there's a sense of unity among the group and also outwards. And my goal is actually sometimes more outwards than for the group itself. It happens for the group each time, but we aim it for the outside.
What do you mean by the outside, Jonathan?
So the experiences, which we didn't mention, or we did a little bit, are tours, meaning we walk and dance in the city, or cities of Israel, in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, in Haifa. So it's not as if I would come to a hotel and make their whatever workshop it is. It's we're dancing in the streets or walking in a not common way of walking in our daily life, and this is a reason for that. And the reason is that we want to, there's a lot of reason actually, but I'll point, I think, two or three. One is to put a contrast to our daily behavior, and to see that we're able to behave differently. Two is the liberation, I think, the feeling of I allow myself to express or be or behave in a way which I don't usually do, A, by myself and B, on the street. And I realize that the group does that with me, and that's the most important, the street and the people in the street react most of the time very good to that, and sometimes they join us, and this feeling that actually what I'm expressing, the other person wants to express as well, I think makes a lot of change. I see the people at the end of the experience, there's kind of a realization that yeah, it's a cliche, but that we're one.
So let's talk a little bit about song and dance. I'm a firm believer that art is one of those things that can unite people and talk to people in very meaningful ways. But specifically, dance and song is one of the easiest ways to connect. Yet, let's be honest, most of us are neither singers nor dancers and feel a lot of apprehension about doing it in front of people we know and even strangers. How do you bridge that barrier?
You've got very good questions. I'm very happy for this. The experience is, we designed it for people which are not dancers, and actually that would be ashamed or don't do that on a daily basis. How do we do that? The main accent is not on dancing, nor in singing. It's a byproduct that happens by itself. The main accent is on finding an inner force within us, as individuals, as a group, and letting this force be. And once it's there, then the dancing, the moving, it just comes. And for some people it comes more, and for some people it comes less. But there's the let's say it like that. We have a beat inside of us. Our heart beats, all of us, as far as I know. And it has a rhythm, the beat. And it's crazy that we all have a heart, right? And once we so what we try to do is to connect to this heartbeat, basically, with the music, which has a beat by itself. But it's actually, I'll tell you a secret, and I cannot tell you, don't say to people because I'm on air, but it's a very, I mean, the music is in our experiences is very meticulously built, by the BPM, by many other factors, in order to enable this sync with, by the way, also our heartbeat, but many other beats. So this actually, this technology of headphones, which, by the way, yes, the experiences with headphones, makes, I think that if we'd make it just with a loudspeaker outside on the street, then it'd be much harder and less effective in my way. But the fact that people get into a parallel world, just as you are now with your headphones, and once you wear them, it's a totally other universe with other rules, with you're being led. There's a facilitator that gives you instructions, as a group, and that combined with music, enables, I think, this our intellectual thinking part of us to be left a little bit outside, and again to connect to this beat that we all have.
You talk about the cities. I had the privilege, and it really was a privilege, of seeing it, your dance, silent dance party in action in Jerusalem. Is it very different in Tel Aviv and Haifa?
So I live in Jerusalem. I'm not objective, but yes, it's very different. I mean, Jerusalem, in a sense, is an easy city for such experiences because it's loaded with such a wide history that when, oh, something else I didn't talk about is that the, I mean, one of the reasons we walk in the cities for the tours is that we want to make the history, this deep history of Israel and Jerusalem specifically, to be less of an intellectual understanding, but more of an experimental, sensual feeling. So that when you move in a certain way or dance or sing in a certain way in some specific historical points, the effects inside is it's different. So Jerusalem is loaded in many ways, loaded with history, but with tensions as well. And I think that the impact that such an experience has on the streets of Jerusalem is very moving and very wide and wild, actually, because it's Jerusalem is more conservative, more so when you see such a thing in the streets, people react to it much more. In Tel Aviv, it's kind of used. It's which is also interesting to see the way that the fact that that a certain surrounding is used to many different experiences, then it's us as facilitators, once we have a group that's really powerful, then we see the impact.
The interactiveness obviously comes in through the people in the streets who have an opportunity to witness a group of people seemingly very happy, doing strange things, and probably even lip-syncing songs. And I know that what I witnessed was ordinary Jerusalemites joining in, including an older woman who danced like I have not seen anybody dance naturally for a very long time. So it is that kind of spontaneity and freedom that the interactiveness allows. Does it also allow, I mean, let's talk about the playlist. Oh, sorry, what I wanted to say is also interaction, as you say, with Jerusalem, because there is something very powerful about standing outside the old city or being in the heart of Jerusalem and singing, including about Jerusalem. So there's that constant sense that every time you're doing it, it's new and different and exciting.
I didn't get your question.
Okay, never mind. We're going to move on to the next one. Let's talk about the playlist.
Okay.
Take that as a comment.
Okay.
Let's talk about the playlist. How curated is the playlist?
Wow, very curated. How do we curate it? It's very hard because, I mean, A, it's tailored to each group, meaning we have our classical slots where it doesn't change, but there are a few slots which are we change them each time for the needs of the group. But so A, we find music that's appropriate for many people. But the idea of the music is to A, to encounter Israel with music, meaning we do have some Israeli songs, Hebrew songs, depending on the group's knowledge with Hebrew. So it's that's another cultural aspect, but I think the music is the I feel it as the fuel, meaning we try to find songs and tracks that are speaking and or enabling this liberation, this freedom, this connection. Again, the liberation or freedom by itself is from my side is nothing. The what's important is what it enables, which is a connection, meaning from this authentic place or this let's say vulnerable and expressive way of being, which we're not in our daily life, there are connections that can be made inwards to ourselves, in a surroundings environment that we're not used to in a daily life, and B, the group also, which is, it's one of the goals, but not the main. But the most important, I think, is a way to experience and feel and discover Israel and the cities of Israel with open senses, with a something very fine and thin, I would call it.
You know, in many ways, we've intellectualized what you do, which is a lot of fun. And I would encourage anybody and everybody who goes to Israel to participate in something like this, because there's so much to do and see in Jerusalem and indeed the other cities. But to have an opportunity to walk in the streets, to dance, to express happiness, is something completely different. And it brings the old and the new and the feelings all together in a safe space, but really fun space. If anybody would like to participate in that while in Jerusalem, all the other cities, please tell me, how should they do so?
It's very easy. You go to my website, our website, simbaparty.com, and you contact us. That's these days, it's so crazy, right? You do one click and you're in. I've got an Instagram page that maybe it's called Simba Party Tours. Yeah, that's it, basically.
Okay, Jonathan, have to leave it there because we have run out of time. But I would love to have you as a guest again. There's so many more questions I have that I'd like to speak to you about, including culture in Israel and French culture, now that we have the Eurovision and Israel's song is sung in three different languages, including French. There's so much more to talk about. So thanks so much for joining me. That was Jonathan Brenner, and that he is hosts dance parties in Israel, and you can be in touch with him. It is truly a fun experience.